Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's right. The Drive is live, and we are live on the road. As it is a thirsty Thursday, and I see you over here, Debbie, a little thirsty Thursday in the building here at the Willowbrook location here at Buffalo Wild Wings. Great food, great drinks, and it is playoff week. Now, it's not Saturday at 3:30 like we're used to here with the Texans, but Monday night, but still we're getting you ready and getting you amped up here, and we'll be out here today all day until 6 o'clock. Prizes for you to win, autographed football, Jaden Higgins, who's really come on. You can win a football there, and also an autographed helmet, Jalen Petrie, coming up in the 4 and 5 o'clock hour. All you got to do is put your name in our raffle box. Our guy Shay is here to help, and you'll have a chance to be a winner today. The whole gang is in, and of course, playoff week, we're there. Let's kick it off here, Clint, with the kind of the injury report that we're seeing right now. The Texans had an extra day off. They didn't practice yesterday or the day before. Usually they start up on Wednesday. They're starting up on Thursday this week with the Monday night game. And from an injury perspective, guys that were on the practice field, we just heard the fellas talking about safety Jalen Reed, who is now back on the team from that forearm injury he had. Jamal Hill practiced today. Trent Brown with the knee, he was at practice today. We'll see. I'm certain it'll probably be at a limited capacity when we get the injury report out. But Trent Brown, who has missed the last couple of games with that knee, he was back on the practice field. Now guys that didn't. Kamari Laster, who is expected, according to Aaron Wilson, to be back for the Steelers game. He missed the final regular season game, but he did not practice today. At least he wasn't out there during the portion where the media was able to see. Also, right tackle, left guard, right guard, whatever he is, Titus Howard, he did not practice today either. And then one that seems to be most pressing, Clint, backup running back and a guy who started to get some more run, Gerard Jordan, he has a high ankle sprain, and the timeline for his return isn't there. There's no timetable for that right now, but he is not practicing with that high ankle sprain, and a running back, Clint, that generally doesn't bode well. He had that hip drop tackle in that game, and that's giving him problems. So those guys didn't practice, so a little mixed bag there with some important guys not out there in the practice field. Gerard Jordan seemed to be the most pressing.
Yeah, I think Gerard Jordan's a piece that you got to keep an eye on here. I mean, because there's a fall off. There's definitely a difference in play style when you get beyond Gerard Jordan. Obviously, Woody Marks is the guy. We've talked about it before. Woody Marks is not a bell cow type guy. You'd like to have him splitting the load with somebody. So, Gerard would be that guy. High ankle sprain is, you know, there's some positions that can play with it. That would not, with his play style, that would not be ideal if it is a severe high ankle sprain. We'll see what that ends up looking like. But, we talked about it last week almost in tongue-in-cheek, right? Obviously, Nick Chubb is an option that would be a little bit more of a complimentary back to Woody Marks. But then you also look at what you saw from British Brooks last week.
Yeah.
Is British Brooks was last week in that mop-up duty and kind of, you know, just briefly talking about if you ever needed it. I mean, hell, is this a time when you go, hey, he looked pretty damn good.
Well, Clint,
they had a little bit of wiggle.
What'd they give? They gave Nick one carry against the Chargers, and he never made it back in?
Yeah. Well, yeah. So you wonder, the carries that he was getting was going to Gerard Jordan. So now what do you do? Is it Nick Chubb? Is it British Brooks? Because, I mean, I think British Brooks did enough last week for you to have confidence that you can hand him the rock, and he did show the ability to run this offense at least in a different fashion than Nick Chubb. There was a little bit more wiggle. There's a little bit more burst. There's obviously some size there, some physicality. And so what direction do the Texans go if Gerard Jordan indeed, you know, can't, you know, this high ankle sprain remains an issue closer to game time?
No, this is something, because they're probably going to try to run the football a lot. You know, you got a little weather, Pittsburgh, a game that's probably going to be low scoring. They're probably going to try to run the football a lot. And You know, what are you going to do there? I feel like British Brooks is maybe the line, right, for Nick Chubb. Like, maybe we saw extended time from Jordan, and maybe that jumped him over Nick.
Yeah.
Obviously, Woody Marks, jumped over him. I'd be surprised if they come in the game and they're like, all right, the guy who's going to get the second most carries, we're going to jump British Brooks. Although, I think our eyes, if we watch British Brooks in that time that he had last week, there was a different level of explosiveness and make you miss ability that we hadn't seen from Nick Chubb. But I feel like in a playoff game they would, I think they would probably trust Nick Chubb to get what, four or five carries, six carries that they wouldn't give to Woody Marks.
Yeah, I wish I knew more about British Brooks from like what goes on at practice. How much run is he actually getting? Is ball security an issue or a non-factor? Is pass protection, is he as good as the other guys in that pass pro department? I wish I knew more, because if that were the case, then it wouldn't shock me one bit for him to jump, Chubb in the line. There's too many pieces to play in the position that we just haven't seen in critical moments for us to really know whether they're comfortable with it or not. I guarantee you, if he mentally, is as good as these other guys in pass protection, and they feel like they can trust him with ball security, I guarantee this group does not hesitate when it's time to bump somebody up and give him some run, as you saw with Jawar Jordan ahead of him.
And someone texted in, you're right, let's not just jump these guys over Dari Ogunbowale. You're right. There is a
– Oh, there's that guy. I forgot about Dari. Yeah, no. Hey, look here, I tell you what I would do is, assuming the ball security is not an issue, consuming pass protection is not an issue, early in the game, I'd damn sure work him in a rotation, and a lot like Jawar Jordan.
Work who in the rotation?
British Brooks, okay. Yeah. I mean, I would not be afraid to work him in.
About Dari.
I wouldn't be afraid to get him a carry or two in the first quarter, and if he pops one and he shows something a little different gear than Chubb's got, then you do exactly what you did with Jawar Jordan, and Jawar takes the two reps the rest of the way. So it wouldn't shock me. We've seen it before with this group. We've seen it before with this group. With Jawar Jordan, hadn't played in the NFL, hadn't played many games at all. At least British Brooks is involved. I mean, at least he's been involved in special teams and active every week. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me one bit. That's one thing to watch for sure.
Yeah, so that is the latest there. Once the official injury report comes out, we'll let you know the latest and what's going on with the Steelers as well. All right, some news out of the NFL. All right, and Tyler. Tyler gets to take a little victory walk here, as he was on the Mike McDaniel train. I just thought we had reached a point where it was long past the thought that he would lose his job, especially when on Monday he spoke to the media and said that he is absolutely involved on who the next general manager is going to be. Mm. And that's what him and the owner expressed.
That escalated quickly.
It did. And they had a meeting today, and Stephen Ross walked out the meet and said, "Nah, man, I'm done, Mike. You're out of there." So shout out to Tyler. Tyler was on the Mike McDaniel train. I didn't see that one coming. When my man was involved, said he was involved in the general manager search, I thought, well, you usually don't come out there with confidence and say that if you ain't involved in it. So I see you. I see you, Tyler. If you're on YouTube, you can see Tyler taking a victory lap and letting everybody know what
gotta
he was
own
able.
It, man. It doesn't happen super often.
Hell yeah, you know I would take that thing, but Clint, I know you had some thoughts there when you see that he's kind of surprisingly out at Miami, and obviously you would assume things don't change that quickly unless something obviously happened.
Well, I think something obviously happened, and that's John Harbaugh hit the streets. I mean, you can argue Miami handled this the way that you would like to. I know everybody doesn't have this timeline, but you could argue that Miami handled this the way that you should. Is, hey, I'm not convinced I need to fire my coach, but if I've got a what I believe is a significantly better coach with an upgrade that can build an organization that's been one of the better coaches in the NFL for 18 or 19 years, if that guy comes available, then yeah, I'm gonna move on. Well, wow, that guy became available, when Harbaugh hit the streets. So this has got that's the only thing that moves the needle enough for them to have a conversation. Like, nothing had changed since your season was over other than Harbaugh hitting the streets.
It was Monday.
I mean, it's like that has to be part of this equation. Then Miami was rumored to have looked into John Harbaugh while they still had Mike McDaniel. So I think there's a John Harbaugh factor here, and I don't blame Miami for doing it. If you really want to pull your organization, again, this isn't about – I think John Harbaugh is a good hire, but this isn't about the ceiling to me. This isn't about Super Bowls. It's not about living in the play. Right now it's about, hey, the floor for the Miami Dolphins has been unacceptably low for a long time. And I know they made some runs offensively, and Tua did some things, and Mike was good early, but
I don't think they've won a playoff game since 2000.
Well, there you go. Goes all the way back. So I mean, like, this is about getting that floor up to where you're in the hunt, you're in the playoffs, you're at least a competitive football team and an organization that seems to be trending in the right direction. Instead of just like up, like, I think with Mike, there's been some pretty significant ups and downs kind of deal. A lot of good players have come and gone. There's been Tyreek Hill issues. I mean, the stuff. If I'm an owner, I listen to my quarterback that I'm paying $50+ million, and the way he talks to the media and kind of the way he steps back in his own mess, in the media. There's no way a team's following that. I know he wanted Alabama. Nick Saban.
Well, he's
there.
Definitely out right now. Yeah, I would assume.
Yeah, but you just got to look like that. That's and then I hate to just call a spade a spade. I mean, I don't know that Mike could run a locker room and move the needle consistently if that offense is scoring 50 points. But the minute that it hits a little adversity and the offense isn't very good, I think he's going to have a hard time rallying the troops. And so I think this is the Harbaugh thing, man. But this is a Harbaugh factor, and I don't know if Harbaugh wants to be there, but I got to believe.
You would assume maybe they – if it is, I would assume whether it's Harbaugh, you would assume that that's what it is. But you would think they've got some understanding of something if they're going to make this move, right? Like, you would think they are tipped off to believe in whoever it is that they want to go get. They have the ability to go get, because this just shifted so much, right? Like,
right.
This guy does not go to the media on Monday with the comfort.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100+ meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To say, yeah, man, I'm going to be involved in picking the general manager. The general manager's going to be working with me, right? That's something somebody with great comfort in their job security goes up and says. And then, hell, you don't even make it to Thursday lunch. Your ass is gone. So I would assume they have an answer, and they believe they can go get that answer, because it'd be interesting, Clint, if they're sitting around just for a long time looking for their next head coach. I would assume that would come quick. And if it is John Harbaugh, that is just, I mean, with the exception of, hey, man, we're going to put this in place for you to do whatever you want to do. Outside of that, boy, they don't have – like a ton that you love in place, right?
Right, yeah.
Right, like, I think he's going to have to find
it's a start over, right?
Yeah, but it's a start over, and like, where are they in the draft? Do they have a top 10 pick? Maybe they have a top 10 pick. I don't think they have, like, a great draft pick. They don't have the quarterback. Hell, they've got so much money invested in the quarterback that they got to figure out what they got to do there. Tyreek Hill's in a weird situation. They got a lot of money invested in him, and he's coming off of a big injury. So
Tyreek Hill is a top 10 in cap hit next year.
Next year.
And
yeah.
The Dolphins have the number 11 pick.
See, I mean, hell, that's not – I mean, it's an all right pick, but not when you're starting over. Like, the Raiders are tearing it down with the number 1 pick, right? Like, the Jets are in the midst of starting over, and they're, in the top 3 pick. So they got the 11th pick still with stuck with some big contracts and some guys that you would think a new coach would want to move past. That's a tough one.